This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikau-Tao. This summer, a number of Texas teenagers overdosed on synthetic marijuana. Nationally, data suggests that the average age children first start abusing prescription drugs is 12 or 13. As the number of prescription painkillers has increased, so has the number of overdose deaths. In Fort Worth on Wednesday, free home drug kits were handed out to parents. Under a red tent at a Walgreens off Bryant Irvin Road, little blue boxes worth about $40 each were being given away to parents by an Arizona-based nonprofit called Not My Kid.
There is probably no kid who is addicted to painkillers whose parents thought that their kid would do it.
Dr. Terry McCarthy works for Texas Health Harris Methodist Hospital. He's helping Not My Kid, which has partnered with First Check, maker of home drug tests, to give away 4,000 kits in a dozen cities around the U.S. Parents, McCarthy says, are sometimes in denial about their kids using drugs.
They never think that it would be their children. It's always somebody else's, and unfortunately, sometimes it is your child who's doing it.
Maria Vieira, a paramedic with MedStar, stopped by to talk to parents, too. She says she witnesses scary drug overdoses among middle and high school kids.
In a week's worth of work for me, which are 12-hour shifts, 4 days a week, I would encounter this maybe three times during that week, and that's just one out of our many units on the road.
She's seen children who intentionally take drugs and those that are victims of an accidental overdose.
It doesn't suffice anymore just to let them walk through the door and never have any communication with them.
Andrew Jackson is a parent of two sons and a daughter. The Bedford resident picked up several of the free drug kits.
There's all kinds of new drugs our kids are using. You can't even name them now. It used to be cheese. Now they got all kinds of stuff.
Jackson, who was shopping with his grandson Drew, says he started talking to his kids about drugs at a very young age.
If we don't stop it, we're going to kill ourselves from within.
It's not the world that I grew up in, okay? When I went to high school, you might get your nose bloodied, but nobody ever got murdered for their tennis shoes.
Ron Barrett of Fort Worth is a grandparent, too.
Just about everybody I've ever known tried drugs when they were younger, because that's what teenagers do. They push limits. They explore the possibilities. Myself included during those halcyon days of the mid-60s.
He agrees that the free drug kits can help parents set boundaries and dialogue with their children, but
you can test your children, but with any test you have to have a control, so there are a few false positives, there are some false negatives, and then you have to deal with the trust issue between parent and child.
And if that fails, he says, there's always grandma and grandpa. Duahli Saikau-Tao, KERA News, Fort Worth.